Jill Anderson's a naturalist and plant ecologist, and she joins us periodically to talk about phenology, or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome back, Jill.
Hello.
Well, I see little furry sausages scurrying around on land, but what about water shrews?
Oh, okay.
I don't know about them.
Well, thank you for entertaining my my desire to tell my story. That's really what this is about. More than anything, although they are really fascinating creatures, and I've wanted to see or and have assumed that we had them here because they're very common, you know, in our sort of environments, and in North America they are. And yet, up until this year, I had never seen even any evidence of a water shrew that I could,
really?
You know, put my finger on and say, yes, there, a water shrew was here. But this winter, lo and behold, one day I was out walking, and I came upon these tracks down along the river, a very frozen river. And they were tracks that I just went, huh? What in the world are these tracks? I had no idea. I was completely mystified. They were, my first thought was, is this a, like a, I mean, I knew this couldn't be, but like some miniature muskrat. I mean, they just were really strange looking tracks. And it wasn't just, you know, one or two or kind of a messy set of tracks. These were perfect tracks. I mean, you couldn't have asked for better tracking conditions. In a thin kind of scrim of snow on the solid ice. And it went on for 100 meters. So there I am, you know, following these along, thinking, if I go far enough, I'll figure it out, you know. And so I was really mystified. I really felt like, how can this be? I have no idea. So, you know, I eventually, of course, I'm thinking about this, thinking about it, and eventually it dawned on me. Could this be a water shrew? And so, of course, I then got busy looking and delving into, you know, their tracks and making sure I understood how many toes and where and so on. And fortunately, because this didn't happen like overnight, fortunately, I came upon another set also in very good condition and must have been, you know, very soon after they had been laid down. And good enough that, again, I could count every toe, you know, and confirm what I had seen before and measure between the steps, you know. And so I just had it was really fun to, you know, have this experience of, voila, This is real.
They don't live underwater.
They don't live underwater, but they are active all year round, and they live in these stream, kind of riparian and forest environments. And they hunt both terrestrially and aquatically. Mm. So a vast majority of their diet comes from aquatic invertebrates. So all winter long, they are plying the depths of the little pools and in our streams and rivers where they live, looking for these animals to hunt.
Well, do they look like regular shrews?
They are a bigger than most of the shrews that we would see around. They are considered a long-tail shrew because their length might be up to 6 or 7 inches total, but about half of that is their tail.
Oh, really? Yeah, yes. That is bigger. Yeah.
And they're dark, like other shrews, very velvety coat, long pointed noses, very robust set of whiskers, long whiskers, very hairy feet between those 5 toes on all feet, and dark gray on the top, and then lighter on the belly. Tail similar, dark on top, light below, and a furred tail. And their lifestyle is fascinating because they are this combination of a terrestrial and an aquatic mammal. And shrews in general are really interesting because they, even though they look a lot like mice, and they're often mistaken for mice, they are different, and they're in a different order of animals than mice. They're in the order Insectivora. So that's where the moles are. And of course, they're there because such a large part of their diet, not exclusively, but a huge part of their diet is insects. And in the case of the water shrew, it is, like I said, active all year. It has this beautiful adaptation in its fur coat, similar to what we've talked about with other active in the winter mammals. Shrews that are strictly terrestrial, their fur is round in cross-section, all of their fur, inner and outer layers of fur. In the case of the water shrew, the outer fur is in cross-section would look like an H, the shape of an H. So it has these grooves that mm-hmm. run up and down the length, and those grooves have numerous ridges. And what that enables is all these air bubbles to be trapped in amongst those hairs when they are laid down. As the shrew goes down into the water, it traps all these air bubbles in there, which of course provides insulation from the cold and prevents penetration of the water and prevents penetration or loss of heat to the water. So that's what enables them to stay active all winter, hunting in the water and then coming out of the water. Until very recently, until 2006, the North American water shrew that we have here was thought to be kind of the least specialized, having the least, you know, special adaptations, until 2006, when a researcher was able to show that along with the star-nosed mole, the North American water shrew, they are the first two mammals ever to be shown to be able to smell their prey through the water.
Really?
Without making direct contact with their prey. So even though they have these great whiskers, which can help them sense the world, because they have little tiny eyes, just like all shrews, and visual sensation isn't their main event, what this researcher showed was that at a distance, the way the water shrew and the star-nosed mole smell their prey is that they breathe air bubbles at the rate of 10 to 15 per second. They exhale and inhale a stream of air. And when those air bubbles go out into the water column, they absorb and collect the odor molecules that are in the water from the prey. And then the shrews breathe those back in and know what is out there. Pretty cool for one of the most primitive placental mammals around. 75 million years ago, these guys have been perfecting their lives since then.
Shel Henderson regularly updates us on the goings-on on our woods and waters. Thanks for bringing us up to date on really cool little guys, water shrews.
You're welcome.